How many of you are wired to be risk takers? Just hold up your hand if you are. You wired to be a risk taker? How many of you think it's just too risky to hold up your hand in church? That's what I thought. Preaching to a room of cowards. Okay. Why do you think even Hollywood calls it a leap of faith? A leap of faith. Let me explain why. Because a sure faith didn't become so by waiting for a sure thing. A sure faith doesn't become so by waiting for sure things. Now, I've heard it said there's no atheist in foxholes. I would contend there's no true believers in bomb shelters. Jesus said, I will promise many things to those who follow me, but never once does He promise safety. You check me on that. He called potential disciples to embrace risk and trust Him. He had this ability to look right in your heart and tell what it was that was where your security was placed and ask for it. Like that rich young ruler who came to Him one day and Jesus said, just sell your stuff. Get rid of it. Embrace the challenge. Embrace the adventure. Embrace the risk and follow me and you'll find life like you've never been able to find it in a mall. But sadly today, I believe discipleship has become so sanitized and domesticated in most churches that embracing risk is no longer necessary. Now I'll say that again. I believe discipleship, as it's preached and practiced and advocated in most churches, has become so domesticated that risk is no longer a part of the invitation. I think Tony Campolo was right when he said, most of us live life as if we were trying to arrive at death as safely as possible. Let me show you another picture of this magnificent beast in Africa called the impala. This creature can jump over 10 feet high. It can jump 30 feet long. And you can put it in a zoo behind a 3-foot wall and it'll stay there. Because the impala can't embrace risk. It can't jump unless it sees where it's going to land before it leaps. Again, Campolo says, most of us are praying, Lord, if I die before I wake, we ought to be praying, Lord, wake me up before I die. Fools jump. And we were called to be fools for Christ. I know already some of you are thinking, now preacher, I believe life should be balanced. Would you please show me in the Bible where you hear that? I hear churches saying it all the time. We're just a balanced church. Somebody show me in the Bible where life was called to be balanced. Was that woman in the temple balanced who only had 2 coins left and she put them in the treasury and gave them to God? Did Jesus stop her saying, no, wait a second, sister, you've got to be balanced? Was Mary balanced when she took her life savings in that jar of perfume and tore the top off and poured it all over on the head of Jesus? In that story, it was Judas who was calling for balance, not Jesus. I suspect what a lot of us call balance, Jesus calls being lukewarm. Do you want to develop greater faith? Hudson Taylor, great missionary to China, was right. Unless there's an element of risk in our exploits for God, there's no need for faith. You've got to be willing to take a leap. So let me share with you this morning 4 principles. I came up with a little acrostic on the word leap. And here's the first. It's the leave principle. You can't have a growing faith unless you have a shrinking comfort zone. And that's what we learned in the Bible's example. The foremost example in the Bible of faith was Abraham. And that's the first thing we learn about him. Look at that call, Genesis 12. The Lord told Abraham, leave your country, your relatives, your father's house, and go to the land I will show you. Hebrews 11:8 comments on that verse. It says, it was by faith Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. This is the call of God. Always. Not maybe, not sometimes. always. The call of God is to abandon false securities and embrace new possibilities. You can't know God and stay safe.